今天呢，我们翻开神的话，雅各书第四章。
Today we open the word of the Lord to James 4.
雅各书第四章第八节，先从这节经文来开始。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
他说呢，这里圣经里面讲到呢，你们要亲近我，亲近神呢，神就亲近你们。
It says here, come near to God and he will come near you.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Come near to God and he will come near to you.
Okay, 我们先用中文来讲。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Let's say it in Chinese first. 你们亲近。
来，一起来大声讲。
Okay, together.
你们亲
近神，
神
就必亲近你们。
好，我们再用英文讲。
Okay, let's say it in English now.
Come
near to God and he will come near to you.
这个信息是不是很简单
？Isn't this message simple？
哈利路亚。那新的一年里面呢，我领受的第一个信息就是我们要更加来亲近神。
So in this new year, the message that I have received is that we need to be closer to God.
我要问大家一个问题：你喜欢在什么样的状况下亲近神
？I'll ask you guys a question. Under what circumstance do you like to be close to God？
你喜欢在有好多问题不能解决的情况下，抓耳挠腮没有办法的时候亲近神呢，还是日子过得好的时候亲近神
？Is it when you're, you know, in a deep trouble and you're scratching your head and over all these problems, or when times are good that you want to come near to God？
你喜欢周围很多的灾难发生的时候亲近神呢，还是周围有很多和平的迹象来亲近神
？Is it when there's a lot of fighting and troubles around you, or when there's peace and harmony that you want to come near to God.
那如果我让你来回答的话，肯定很多人说我愿意在日子好的时候亲近神，对不对
？If I ask you to respond, then many of you want to say.
多少人愿意在日子好的时候亲近神？举手。
Want to come close to God when the times
are
good.
How many people willing to
come near to
God? Get close to God when the life is good.
Raise your hand.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.How many people are willing to come close to God when the things are really bad?
多少人愿意亲近主当事情很糟的时候？
如果你能够有一个选择的话，你选择哪一个？
If you could have a choice, the former or the latter?
前者就是好日子做亲近主，还是后者日子差的时候亲近主？
When times are good, come near to God, or when times are bad, come near to God. What would you choose?
现在两个都要选择。
Both, yes, we'll have to choose both.
好，那我相信呢，对我来说，我是希望，希望，非常的希望，我在日子好的时候亲近主。
For me, I very believe that I hope when times are good, I come near to God.
我也试图这样做。
And I do try to do that.
但是呢，很多时候我发现是日子不好的时候更加亲近主。
But often I find that when times are bad, that's when I am closer to God.
包括最近也经历一些事情，我觉得也是让我不断的不得不亲近主。
Including some things that happened recently that kind of forced me to have to come near to God.
那大家可能上次也讲到，就是我hope 的一个property 呢，就是洪水淹掉了。
Yeah, as I mentioned last time, that one property in Hope, the flood came and flooded it.
那不仅仅是扬掉那么简单啊！现在我要跟最近一个房客也搬走，各种各样的事情。那个前途打开，我的工人拒绝工作。他说这个地方 ，it's unlivable， 我不想在这里工作。他说这个前途都打开。
It's not even just as simply as flooding. Like there's tenants who want to leave. One tenant who helps me do some work, he just said, you know, it's not a livable condition, and because all the walls are torn down and such.
对，我要跟他去交流。
So I have to go and communicate with him.
但是呢，那个房客不要走，他要住在那里。
But the tenant doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay there.
他又不交房租。
But he doesn't want to pay rent.
但是我的工人说他住在哪里我就没法工作
But the worker says if he's still living there I can't
anyway,
work
很多的事情我必须要带到神的面前我来祷告
So there's a lot of things I need to bring forth to the Lord to pray
这个房客呢其实我觉得他是一个很好的人
I think this tenant is a good person
但是呢他常常在交房租之前钱已经花光了
But he often just spends all his money before it's time to pay the rent
我常常提醒他，半开玩笑说，你头上的屋顶肯定比这个包罩很重要，对吧？他说对对对 ，of course。
比什么重要？
比喝酒重要。
哦、oh.。
他有一个喝酒的习惯。
Okay. So I sometimes I joke with him and say, well, the roof over your head is more important than your bottle of alcohol because he has a you know drinking problem, isn't it? Yeah.
但是呢，他常常看见这个，看见酒，但是看不见屋顶。
But he keeps his eyes on the bottle and not the roof.
我要他走，但是他不要走。
I want him to leave, but he won't go.
我要他交房租，但是他交不出。
I want him to pay the rent, but he can't.
我的工人说他必须要走，我才能工作。
My worker says he needs to leave so I can work.
我说他不能走，你也得工作。
I said, even if he can't leave, you have to work.
所以我就在祷告，祷告，祷告。
So I keep praying and praying.
这是一件小小的事。
This is a small thing.
但是我觉得神在去年年底的时候让这件事情发生。就是来警醒我自己，就是说要做好准备。
But I think that God allows this situation to happen near the end of the year so that I can prepare myself, and He reminds me that I need to prepare myself.
为2026年做好准备。
And to prepare myself for the year of 2026.
做好什么样的准备呢
？Prepare myself for what？
事实上，2026年好多先知发预言，就是说神会借着好多的这种震动，让人基督徒要回到膝盖上。
Actually, lots of prophets said in 2026, there's, God will use a lot of, He'll shake the earth and, to get all the Christians to, you know, become more passionate.
On their knees.
To go down on their knees.
所以我们就是说问，我们在日子好的时候来祷告主，亲近主呢？还是日子不好的时候来亲近主呢？
So now it's time to ask, do we come near to God when times are good or when times are bad?
事实上呢，以后我们没有太多的选择。
Well, in reality, in the future, we won't have much choice.
在这个世界上，在世界的眼睛里面，不会有好日子。
In the eyes of the world, there will not be good times.
不是我，不是因为我是一个悲观主义者，而是圣经的真理早就写在那里。
Not because I'm pessimistic, but because the truth has been written in the Bible long ago.
如果没有主的话，在这个世界上绝对没有好日子。
If there is no God, then there is no good times on earth.
那不管你怎么努力。
No matter how hard you work,
这是写在圣经里面。
It is written in the Bible.
因为现在我们是经历灾难的起头，很快要进入大灾难的日子。
Because now it is the start of the difficult times.
Beginning of sorrows and entering into the tribulation. 这所有的先知，所有的牧者都有这样的领受。
All of the prophets and pastors have the same.
所有的基督徒，甚至非基督徒也有这样的领受。
Christians and even non-Christians have such a revelation.
但是这些事情是要让我们悲观吗
？But are these things to make us pessimistic?
但是圣经上讲呢，我们是不一样的。
But
信主的人是不一样的。
In the Bible, it says we are different. Believers are different.
他说，当这些事情发生的时候，你们要挺胸昂首。
Okay.
Lift up your head.
Yeah, I understand. So it says when these bad things come, we need to lift up our heads and our
hands.
Because your time of victory is close.
那所有这些震动呢，必须发生的震动呢，它是要让主的国度要诞生出来。
And all these shaking is for the kingdom of God to be birthed.
神不是说不喜欢这个世界。
It's not that God doesn't like this earth.
而是这个罪恶的世界，它会罪恶满盈，它必须要结束。
But that this world is full of sin, and so it must come to an end.
这也是耶稣基督为什么来到这世上要来救赎的缘故。
And this is why Jesus had to come down and save the earth.
但是呢，他也说得很清楚，他的国不在这个世界上。
But he also mentioned very clearly that his kingdom is not in this world.
我们可以为加拿大政府祷告，可以为中国政府祷告，可以为美国政府祷告，但是圣经上这一切都要实现，就是说这些国度都要过去，都要受审判。
We can pray for the governments and kingdoms of Canada, the States, China, but in the Bible it says that all these kingdoms on earth will have to come to an end.
而是他的国度。在这个世界上，就是我们这一群人组成了他的国度。
But it is his kingdom, that is created by us coming together to create his kingdom.
而且这个国度呢，是在这些痛苦里面 要来催生出来。
And this, his kingdom will be birthed from all of these different.
所以圣经上马太福音二十四章用的这个灾难的起头，它用的是一个生产者呢，就是妇女生产的一个痛苦。
That's why in Matthew, when he talks about this difficult times, he compares it to the birthing pains of a woman.
那妇女生产的痛苦是为了好事还是为了坏事？
The birthing pains of a mother, is it for good or for bad?
大家回答，所有的 mothers
answer,
都是好事
answer,
对吧？ Because 因为你将来要给生出一个儿子，生出一个女儿来，是一个好事，对吧？
Because you're going to give birth to your son and daughter, it's a great thing.
我们一定要知道这是一个好事。
We need to know that this is a good thing.
但是呢，在这个过程里面经历的时候，我们眼睛看到的，当时都是坏事。
But when we are experiencing it, all we see that is that it is a bad thing.
我记得我的太太生三个孩子的时候，半夜里面叫我起来。王炳，我觉得我要生产，嘣就跳起来，因为这个很重要、很严肃的事情。半睡半醒，把车备好，去这个 Vancouver Children's Hospital。
所以So when my mother was, when my wife was giving birth to her three children, I remember, you know, she said, oh, I feel like I'm going to give birth now. I would, you know, jump up wide awake and prep the car and drive her to immediately to the hospital because this is a very important matter.
但是那个时候，其实是，特别我儿子出生的时候是很痛苦，生到一半生不出来。
And but actually, it's a very difficult time, especially when my son was being born. He was having a hard time being birthed.
到四点钟的时候，生不出来，我就打电话给教会的两个姐妹，我老姐妹。四点钟啊，祷告，祷告。
4 a.m. when he was having the birthing difficulties, I called the sisters in Christ to pray.
后来感谢主，她有一股力量就生出来。
Thank the Lord. She had a great power and was able to give birth to him.
怪不得我太太对我的儿子要求很高。
That's why my wife has a very high standards for my son.
因为当时我觉得我太太好像要死了呀那样子。
Because it seemed like my wife was gonna pass away.
所以呢，就是这个过程是很痛苦的。
So this process is very painful.
但是孩子生出来了就很高兴。
But when the child is born, you'll be very happy.
所以我们基督徒在这个世界上面，我们也非常清楚。
So
神的国度诞生出来，这是一个非常高兴的事情。
So as Christians, we need to know that when the kingdom of God is birthed, this is a very happy thing.
但是呢，我们要经历所有世人都要经历的事情。
But we will have to experience what all humans have to experience.
我们希望不要经历。
We hope we don't want to experience it.
那当然，我们希望经历的不要经历，或者经历的少。
Well, of course, we hope that we don't experience it or experience less of it.
其实是有办法的。
And there is a way.
有办法的就是要来亲近主。
And the way is to come near to God.
你跟着主走，主拉着你的手来走。
Walk with the Lord; He will hold your hand.
在那个暴风雨里面，你跟他走的时候，他知道哪条路是最安全的。
In the storms, when you are walking with him, he knows which path is the safest.
所以我们必须要来亲近主。
So we have to come near to God.
亲近这个词在原文里面，希腊文里面就是靠近。
Come near to God in Greek is
就是靠近。
Close, near.
就像主耶稣讲，你们要悔改。天国近了，就是这个近了，就这个词。
Like when Jesus says, "You must repent." The kingdom of God is near. It is that near, that word.
亲不亲，先不要紧，先要近，先要靠近。
Closer or not, let's not talk about that first. Let's be near first.
没有近，谈不上亲。
Without being close, a near proximity, you can't be close in relationship.
大家相信吗？先要近才能亲，对吧？
You believe that? You have to be near first before you can be close.
那我要问问大家，就是说，什么叫亲近主？
So,
大家回答一下，你说怎么样来亲近，或者说你怎么样来亲近一个人，怎么亲近
？So let me ask you guys, what does it mean to be near to God? What does it mean, or how would you be, you know, close to somebody, a human?
你如果想不明白，你就想想你怎么样跟一个人来亲近，
so、
怎么样来亲近他，靠近他。
How you can be close to God? Think about how you do that with another person.
大家来回答，互动一下，免得睡觉。
Let's interact with each other, okay? And
Tamara, find out more about them. Ask lots of questions about who they are and learn about them.
Find from somebody else or
from
that person.
From them.
From the person
she's talking.
From the person.
Ask lots of questions. Find out more about
the
person.
他就说呢，就是说去到那个人跟前问很多的问题，关于他的问题，了解他。很好。
Very good。
我们有没有来到主的面前来问很多的问题，要了解他
？Do we come close to God and ask Him questions to try to understand Him？
这是亲近的一个很重要的一步。
That is one important component.
给他妈一个掌声。
Being close to God. Give Tamara a hand.
那还有怎么？大家来讲，大家随意的来讲，对吧？你觉得怎么样来亲近一个人，靠近一个人？
Okay, so、
你今天有没有想要靠近 Trump？
What else?
Mark Carney, Carney.
Today, do you want to be close to Trump or Mark Carney?
我想，但是呢，我靠不近。
Well, I want to, but I can't.
但是我们的神比 Trump 更容易接近。
But our God is easier to get close to than Trump.
那你想想，你怎么样靠近 Trump？
So think about it. How would you get close to Trump?
他讲话
啊，
经常讲话，
什么东西？
找他讲话。
Go and find him often to speak. Find him to speak.
哎呀，是的，我们希望能够找到 Trump 给他去讲话。
We wish that we could find him to speak to him.
实在 Trump 比神要难亲近的多得多。
But the truth is, being close to Trump is much much harder than being close to God.
因为圣经上讲的，神是无处不在的神。
Because it says in the Bible, God is everywhere.
神就在这里。
God is here.
你要亲近他，他非常愿意亲近你。
If you want to be close to him,
因为他非常爱你。
Very willing to be close to you because he loves you.
Trump 爱你吗？
Does Trump love you?
多少人说 Trump 爱你？
Who thinks that Trump?
没有，只有一个人。
Nobody.
Canadians, we don't want to be the first state.
我们加拿大不想要成为第五十一个州。
Who said Trump loves me?
谁说 Trump 爱我？
Nobody believes.
没有人相信。
但是呢，我们都知道神爱我们。
But we all know that God loves us.
我们中间有很多人都经历过神的大爱。
Amongst us, we have lots of us who have experienced God's mighty power and love.
对呀、啊。这极其简简，怎么样来亲近一个人，亲近神呢
？So let's continue asking the question: How do we come close to God or a person?
想办法来接近他，对吧？走近他。
有人举手了。
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible. Read His Word.
读圣经。
感谢主。你要了解一个人呢，就是来知道他。喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
If you want to understand somebody,
要亲近一个人。
You need to go and figure out what he likes and dislikes, and to be close to them.
Amen.
Amen.
Tamara.
I was just saying to Roseanne on the way here that I need to come to church so you can translate what it means to me. That's how I learned.
就是他的意思呢，我需要来到教会呢，就是说一个人帮助我能够把神的东西。翻译成我能明白的东西，这也是对的。有时候我们需要人的帮助。
And that's correct as well. Sometimes we need help from others.
所以我们聚在一起。
So that's why we gather together.
所以我们需要教会。
That's why we need a church.
因为神毕竟不是人。
Because God is not human.
他的好多的语言不是所有的人都能立刻明白。
And so sometimes not, his language is not all easily understood by everyone.
所以历代的先知写了圣经。
So that's why the prophets wrote the Bible.
而且今天又有教会，教会又有各样的恩赐来帮助我们一起来认识神。
And today we have the church, and the church has many gifts to help each other to understand God better.
但不管用什么方法，最基本的呢，就是我们心里要有一个渴望，我要靠近他，对吧
？Yeah. But regardless of all the methods, the most basic thing is we need to have a desire in our hearts to be close to Him.
这是最基本的。
This is the most basic.
大家承认吗？最基本的，我要想要靠近他。
Yeah. the most basic thing is to want to.
你如果这个人觉得这个人对你很重要呢，你想方设法要靠近。
Yeah, if you think somebody is very important to you, you'll think of all ways to get close to them.
那我觉得呢 ，Mark Carney 不是那么重要，我不是想方设法要靠近。
I don't think Mark Carney is that important, so I'm not going to think, you know, scratch my mind to think of ways to get close to him.
他四年以后也可能就被选掉了。
Yeah, maybe after 4 years he'll, you know, get kicked off.
但是我觉得神我要想方设法要靠近他。
But God, I feel like I need to use all my strategies to get close to him.
那为什么呢
？Why?
神会不会被选掉啊
？Will God be kicked off the?
神永远都是这世界的主宰。
No, God will always be the king of the earth.
而且他是我们的天父，他爱我们。
And he is our heavenly Father. He loves us.
而且是真正有能力来拯救我们的那一位。
And he is the one with the true power to save us.
所以我们今天都成了这个聪明人啊。
So today we are all become intelligent.
聪明人就是找那个最大的靠山，对不对
？Yes, intelligent people find the most sturdy mountain to rely on.
你不要找那个小靠不住的。
Don't find the unreliable ones.
对不对？我们要找那个靠得住。
We want to look for the most reliable one.
我们国内有一个人，就国内我们中国的人都喜欢搞关系嘛，在广场上面呢做生意。你要找哪个？找那个最最大的那个，最有权势的那个，是不是
？In China, we like to in the workplace we like to have relationships with people to get advantages. And who will you find? Who will you look for? The one with the most power, right?
对吧？是。因为聪明人都做这种事情。
Because that's what intelligent people do.
今天我们成了最聪明的一群人，就是找那个最大的。
Today we become the most intelligent people. We look for the greatest, the most powerful.
当我们来亲近一个人的时候呢，我们的行动、我们的话语、我们的眼睛、我们的心思意念都会靠近他。
So when we want to be close to somebody, our actions, our eyes, our behaviors towards them, are all towards them.
我不知道为什么我老是朝着我的太太这样讲，可能是我觉得我太太是应该亲近，要会亲近的。
Yeah, so I don't know why I always like gesture like this towards my wife. Maybe because she's important and that's somebody I need to be close with.
对不对？所以我们的心思一念，第一个我们就愿意来亲近她。
So when that's what we're thinking about, that's the person we want to be close to.
那亲近她的时候呢？我们要做一些事情，第一个就是我们的祷告的生活，读经的生活是非常重要的。
So when we want to be close to God, we need to do a couple of things. First, our prayer and
prayer life
is very important.
我们可以再看另外一段经文，就是马太福音第六章五到七节。
Let's read.
我们怎么样来祷告
？We can look at another passage in the Bible to see how we can pray. Matthew 6.
第六章第五到第六节，说你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
这里讲的不是说我们不能在教会里面祷告，不要跟到人多的地方祷告，不是这个意思。
It's not saying that you shouldn't pray in church or where there's lots of people.
就是祷告呢，这是一个行动，你当当的来到主的面前，你的心思向着他，你跟别的人毫无关系。
But rather, praying is an action that is for God. It's your heart should be solely focused on Him. It has nothing to do with other people.
你不要想来别人赞赏你会不会祷告啊，这个根本不是要考虑的事情。
You should not think about whether other people how they evaluate your praying.This is not something that should be in your mind.
大家听明白了吗
？Do you understand?
所以好多弟兄姐妹让他祷告说：“我不会祷告，我祷告没祷好啊。”
So lots of brothers and sisters, when I ask them to pray, they say, oh, you know, I don't know how to pray. I can't pray as well as that person.
祷告完全是你跟神的一个 在他的上面的诚心的一种交流。
But praying is communication, heart-to-heart communication between you and God.
这里讲的呢就是说让你光上门，就是说你不需要让任何人知道你的这个作为行动。
So when it says here, close the door, it means you don't need to have anybody see that what you're doing.
但是我们的父呢会在哪里是暗中查看。
But our father will see what you're doing in the
或者说在暗中的父，在隐秘处的父呢，他会看见这一切。
Or that the father who is
in
the secret place will see all.
他会必然报答你。
And he will reward you.
他怎么有没有说是可能报答你？
Did he say maybe reward you?
这里说的是什么？
What does it say here?
必然报答你。
He will reward you.
当我们的祷告的话，在神的面前态度各方面正确的时候，他必然报答你。
So when you're praying to God and your attitude and all is correct, then he will reward you.
这个报答这个词中文有点就是说就是哎，好像我做了什么好事情来，报答就是说我这按照就是来给你该给的。
In Chinese the word reward sounds like you have to give
something. You did something really
good and then you have to get something in return.
People have to give you something. 但是实际上就是说他按照他要给你的给你。
But in reality God wants to give you what he already wants to give you.
所以这里我们看到呢就是说祷告的时候呢，我们第一个就是我们的那种心里面的这个愿望，在摆在神的面前的时候，要非常的真诚。
And so one thing that we need to do when we're praying, our desires in our hearts, we need to lay them before the Lord authentically.
这里确实的讲到一件事情，你要有一个习惯，要进入你的内部，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父。
And it says mentions one thing, you need to make it a habit that you go into your room, close the door, and pray to your father who is unseen.
我今天不让你举手，但是呢，你要有这样的习惯，你要进入你的内部，要关上你的门来祷告。
I ask you to raise your hand today, but you need to have cultivate this habit of going into your room, closing the door, and praying.
你怎么知道你在亲近神呢？
How do you know that you are coming near to God?
唯有你真正的亲近神，你才知道你在亲近神。
Only when you're truly coming near to God, then you'll know.
我不知道你有没有参加过很多很大型的聚会，聚会完了以后，你发现一个人也不认识，当时觉得谁不认识，其实你一个人也不认识。
Have you ever attended a large gathering and you feel like afterwards you know everyone, but in reality you don't actually know any of them?
神就是说你要真正的来认识他。
So God is saying you need to truly come to know Him.
那讲到这里呢，我们要看一种情况，就是说，哎，为什么有些人好像在亲近主，但是神不认识他
？So let's look at a couple of situations in which we feel like these people are coming close to God, but God does not recognize them.
我们看看马太福音第七章二十一到二十三节。
Let's look at Matthew 7:21-23.
那这里讲到呢，说。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me Lord Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
但那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me on that day, Lord Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
这段经文呢，其实我也不喜欢读。
This passage I don't like to read as well.
但是呢，我必须要读。
But I have to read it.
因为刚才弟兄姐妹讲，我们要亲近神的话，就要来读他的话语。
Because as you brothers and sisters have mentioned, if we want to get close to God, we have to read His Word.
那这里讲到一些情况，说好多人称他是为主呢，将来进不了天国。
And here it mentions a situation: people who proclaim him as Lord may not enter the kingdom of heaven.
今天弟兄姐妹，我们做基督徒呢，今天来到这里非常清楚的知道，我们信主就是要进天堂，就是要得永生，这是第一个最重要的，也是我们信主的原因。
So today, we need to know very clearly that the reason why we believe is so that we can enter the kingdom of heaven. That is the main reason why we believe.
其他的什么身体好啊，婚姻好啊，财务好，那个是一个副产品。
All the other things, like you know, good health, good marriage, good finances, that's all a side effect.
那我们的正产品有的时候副产品它必然会出来。
When you have the main product, oftentimes the side benefits will come.
你如果只想要副产品的时候呢，正产品也没有，副产品也没有。
If you just want like the side benefits, then you won't have the main benefit, and you won't even have the side benefits.
我这样明大家明白吗？你在那个豆腐加工厂做豆腐是主产品，对不对？
So like, do you understand what I'm saying? When you're at the factory of making tofu, the making tofu is the main product.
豆腐做完了呢，它还有什么麸皮呀、啊？还有什么豆腐渣呀、啊？喂猪啊？各种东西，副产品也出来了。
And so when you're in the tofu factory, after you finish making the main tofu, you have the side products like the bean curds and the fermented beans curd stuff.
你的做豆腐的豆腐厂呢，先做的是豆腐，做了豆腐呢，麸皮也会出来，豆腐渣也会出来。
So in the tofu factory, you have to first make the actual tofu, then all the bean curds and other bean products will come out.
但是你说我呢，我养猪，我只吃豆腐渣，只要豆腐渣，我不要豆腐。
When if I say, oh, I farm pigs, so I only want the bean, soybean residue, not the actual.
你说我只做就做豆腐渣。
Or I only want.
只要这个副产品。
I only want this like bean curd residue.
对不起，豆腐厂不做这个。
Well, wait, sorry, the tofu factory will not make that.
信主的人，如果只要你的婚姻好、健康、什么财务好，你不要主，不要永生呢？对不起。
Well, if you believe in God and all you want is good health, good money, good marriage, but you don't want eternal life, you don't want God, then you will have nothing. Sorry.
所以为什么这些人叫他主啊主啊不能进天国？因为他不明白天父的旨意，就是不明白天父的心意。
So that's why when these people who say Lord, Lord won't enter the kingdom of heaven is because they don't understand the heart of God. They don't understand His will.
你不要上帝，还要上帝的祝福。
You don't want God, but you want His blessing.
你不要上帝，还要天堂。
You don't want God, but you want the kingdom of heaven.
天堂是一个什么地方？
What is the kingdom of
heaven? 就是你天天待在上帝的面前。
It is a place where you are before God.
你不喜欢亲近上帝，将来你要永远要亲近上帝，你很不舒服啊。
If you don't want to be close to God, and in eternity you have to be with God close with Him forever,
you feel horrible. 你今天不喜欢亲近上帝，那天你天天都要亲近他，到处都是光。你的所有的心思意念都是曝光的，你怎么能待在那里啊？
If you don't like to come close to God now and one day you have to be close with Him every day, how can you stand that place?
所以你唯一去的地方是另外一个地方。
So the only place you can go to is the other place.
那就是地狱啊。
Which is hell.
曾经有一个圣徒啊，他祷告的时候常常看到异象，他看到一个人在地狱里面不服气，他说为什么把我放到地狱里面？
So one time a prophet saw a vision of somebody who was in hell, but he was very, felt very unfair. And he said, why do you put me in hell?
最后神有一个特许，有个天使把他从地狱，这是一个特许，带到天堂去看一下。
特许。
特别许可。A special permission.
Oh, so God gave a special permission and got an angel to take him to see heaven.
当他进到天堂的时候，发现一切都是光，所有的心思意念都是透明的，所有的人都是透明的。
And when he got to heaven, he saw.
所有的人都彼此相爱的，所有的人没有那种邪恶的意念。
When he got to heaven, he saw that everything was bright and enlightened. Everyone was transparent, and all of your thoughts and feelings are all transparent to everybody, and everybody is at peace with each other, happy with each other.
所以他半秒钟都不待，他立刻进到地狱去了。
So he didn't even stay for half a second, he went back straight to hell.
因为他不舒服。
Because he doesn't feel comfortable there.
大家要想去天堂，今天就听清楚。
So if you want to go to heaven, then listen carefully today.
不是明天听清楚，是今天就听清楚。
Not come close to God tomorrow, but today.
你知道好多这样的人，甚至在为主做工啊，他说奉主的名传道，但是他没有真正的亲近主，没有真正的明白天父的心意，最后主耶稣说我不认识你。
Lots of people even prophesying in Jesus' name and driving out demons, at the end of the day God says I don't know you.
哦，你说哎呀，幸亏我没有传道也没赶鬼，这是牧师做的事情。
Thank God I didn't preach or drive out demons, that's what pastors do.
有的人说这个是说的是牧师啊。
And so the people say, oh, this pastor is actually talking about pastors.
弟兄姐妹，我们想问题的时候呢，要懂得怎么去想。
So brothers and sisters, when we're thinking about a problem, we need to know how to approach it.
奉主的名，一定赶鬼的人都进不了天国，你不奉主名赶鬼的怎么定啊？
Well, even those who prophesy in Jesus' name to drive out demons can't get into kingdom of heaven. How about you guys?
明白吗？这个讲的是什么意思呢？你要真正明白神的心意。
So what this is trying to say is that you need to.
不仅仅是为他做点这个做点那个。
Understand God's will and His heart.
怎么明白他的心意？就是要来亲近他。
And how do you understand His will?
亲近他，要明白他的心跳。
Come close to Him, and so you can.
明白他的话语。
His heartbeat, feel His heartbeat, understand.
你明白他喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
And to understand what He likes and dislikes.
那所以耶稣在下面讲的就是什么？立刻讲到呢，所以奉听见我这话去行的，就好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上。
And so, the next passage says that when you listen to these words and you act on it, then it's like you're building a house on solid rock.
听见他的话语要去行，这就是真正的在听进他。
Hearing his words and acting on it is truly coming close to God.
你来到你爸爸妈妈那边，常常来看他，你但是爸爸妈妈讲的话，你都不去做。你觉得你爸爸妈妈怎么看你？
So if you always come to your parents and see them, but the stuff they tell you, you always don't listen to them. How do you think they see you?
所以呢，我们在这个雅各书第四章第八节经文的第二段讲呢，你亲近神呢，神就会亲近你。我们要讲讲神怎么亲近你。
And so, going back to James 4:8, the verse that says, when you come near to God, God will come near to you. So how do we come near to God?
你如果来到你爸爸妈妈面前，常常你在亲近他，但是他不仅亲近你，这个关系好不好？
So if you always come to your parents and you try to be close to them, they don't want to be close to you, then is this relationship a good relationship?
但是呢，你如果亲近的方法正确，你的态度正确呢，他一定会亲近你。
But if your attitude and your method of coming close to them is correct, then they will want to be close to you too.
事实上呢，父亲母亲永远都想亲近孩子。
Because in reality, parents, mothers, and fathers always want to be close to their children.
我大家做父母的同意吗？
Those who are parents do agree.
因为这是父母的天性。
Yes, because this is the nature of parents.
他永远想亲近孩子。
They will always want to be close to their children.
他没有不想亲近孩子的。
They will never not want.
那除非这个人实在是，太破碎了。
Unless this person is really too broken.
一个基本有人性、基本健康的人都会亲近他。
A basic, healthy, person with a, will want to, be close to their children.
那亲近孩子的时候，会有什么？怎么叫亲近？你父母亲近你会有什么事情发生？大家讲讲。
Let's talk about, so when parents want to be close to you, what will happen?
或者说神亲近你的时候，什么事情发生？
Or when God wants to be close to you, what happens?
师母好像要讲。
你要啥有啥。
要啥有啥。
要啥有啥。
Susan says, whatever you want, you'll get.
Whatever you need,
you'll receive, yeah.
我太太就是这样，常常孩子亲近她的时候，她说你的mortgage 付的怎么样了？我给你多加一点。
No, when my children come to my wife and she will always ask, "Oh, how's your mortgage? You know, I can help you pay it off."
Pay a little bit more.
Pay a little bit more.
哇，就是这样。父母呢，你他如果亲近你的话，父母要亲近孩子的时候带的东西都是好东西。
So parents are like that. When you want to get close to them, then what they will bring to you will always be good.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
父母什么时候看孩子的时候带的东西是孩子不喜欢的东西？
Do parents ever see children and bring bad things to them?
因为他们知道孩子最喜欢什么。
Because they know what their children like the most.
他们早就知道。
They already knew that long ago.
而且把那最好的已经准备好。
And so they already prepared the best for them.
我们的天父也是这样。
Our Heavenly Father is the same.
他早就准备好。
He already prepared it long ago.
当他亲近我们的时候呢？
So when he comes close to us,
他就把好东西都带来。
He brings all the good things to us.
我们看看这个耶利米书二十九章十一到十三节，什么样的好东西他要给我们
？Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 11. What is this chapter? What? The 29 verse 11 to 13.
耶和华说，当时是对着以色列人讲，他们因为要失去家园，但是呢，神说他们也要回来，但是呢，这个也对我们也是适用的。耶和华说。
So this is the context is that God is saying this to the Israelites when they were losing their home, but it's applicable to us today as well.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and future.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
弟兄姐妹，你看，我们天父的意念，第一个是赐平安的意念，所有他心里怀的都是赐平安的。
So brothers and sisters, see, what he wants in his heart is to give you peace.
将来要来，不管世界上什么灾难。当神要亲近你的时候，他带的是什么？平安的意念。
So no matter what difficult times are happening in the future, what God brings to you will always be peace.
你就发现，像诗篇九十一篇讲的，这好多人灾难左边右面临到他，但是这灾难却不得临到你，不会临到你。
So like in Psalms 91, it says the trials and tribulations will befall everyone around you, but it will not come to you.
你祷告，呼求我祷告，我就应允你们，答应你的祷告。
If you call upon me and come and pray to me, then God will listen.
这里面非常重要的一点，当你在下面的日子看到好多灾祸的时候呢，不要让仇敌来欺骗你，远离神。他的意念不是降灾祸的意念，而是在这个世界上就会有灾祸。圣经耶稣讲的非常清，这个世界就是会有灾难。
So, in the
future, 不是神要让这个世界有灾难，是这个世界会有灾难。
In the future, do not be deceived by the devil when the trials and tribulations come, and because you know that, since you're very clear, God's plan is to is for peace. It is the earth, the world, and the sins of the world that causes these disasters.
因为在历史上或者现在，好多时候呢。那个撒旦让基督徒呢，就说有一个没有在神的话语里面站立的时候呢，他在灾难来临的时候，他抱怨神，被神冒犯。
Because a lot of times, what the devil does is during difficult times, they deceive the Christians and make the Christians complain.
他说我是你的儿女，我去教会，我奉献，为什么让这个灾难临到我？
And the Christians will complain, saying, I am, you know, your child. I tithe, I serve in the church. Why do these disasters befall me?
神从来不会把灾难加给。
But God will never make these disasters happen to you.
而是这个世界它就是一个罪恶的世界。
But it is the earth, the sinful world that makes these happen
to you. 这里我们不想多讲，就是这个，但是我们要知道呢。在灾难来临的时候，第一件事情就是更加亲近神，装向神，因为他的意念是赐平安的意念。
So, anyways, the main point is when there's difficult times, we need to turn our hearts to God because His will is to give you peace.
而且他说呢，你寻求我，要专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And He says that if you seek me with all of your heart, you will seek me and find me.
祷告是被祷告的事情得神应允，更重要的是寻见神自己。
What is more important than having your prayers answered is to seek and be able to find God Himself.
弟兄姐妹，就是说我常常拿这个钱包出来， 你爸爸的钱包很重要，但是爸爸更重要。你找到你爸爸，
更多钱包。
对，更多钱包。
So I always take his wallet out, and I say, so.This is, you know, the father's wallet is important, but the father himself is more important. Once you find the father, you will be able to find his wallet as well. When I went back to China this time, there's a situation with my father's money. And so, in China, when my father, who was like 90 years old, he didn't sleep very well, and then he, you know, was a little bit out of it, and he was like, oh, where is my key? And he couldn't find it, but then, you know, I asked him what he was looking for, he wouldn't tell me, and so I contacted my brother, and then, you know, he eventually found what he was looking for.
Anyway, 长话短说，后来发现他一柜子的钞票，他怎么捡不起来，不知道放哪里，谁给他拿走了，让我给他数，数了很长时间。
So long story short, what he wanted to look for was in his closet. He had this whole closet full of cash, and then he thought it would disappear or something, and then he made me count all the cash to see, make sure everything was there, and you know, to make, yeah. I counted for a very long time.
Anyway, 所以呢，就是你不要老看着这个爸爸的钱包，要看着爸爸。当然，我们的心思里面不是说老想他的钱，为了钱包而看爸爸。你得到爸爸，对不对？得到上帝自己，对不对
？So yeah, we shouldn't, you know, keep our eyes on our father's wallet, but on father himself. So when we see him, we'll
check his wallet.
So I didn't know, like, my father had so much money.
Anyway, 这个，所以弟兄姐妹，就是说圣经里面讲到很多，但我们亲近主的时候呢？他说我们不妨了，诗篇五十一篇简单第六节，他说在隐秘处你会让我得智慧。
So in our Psalm 51 it says in the
secret
place I will get your wisdom.
当我们亲近主的时候，神会给我们智慧。
So when we are drawing near to God, God will give us wisdom.
你是不是想婚姻想处得更好呢？跟你的太太先生，
Do you want your
神会给你智慧
relationships to be better, you know, in your marriage? God will give you wisdom.
是不是想教导孩子更好呢？
Do you want your disciplining your children to be better?
在那隐秘处，神会给你。
In that secret place, God will give you wisdom.
你是不是想做生意投资投得更好呢？
Do you want your business to be better, your investments to work well?
弟兄姐妹，现在非常需要智慧。
Now we really need that wisdom there.
非常需要智慧。
We really need that wisdom.
但是主说在隐秘处我让你得智慧。
And God says in the secret place I will give you wisdom.
所以约翰福音十五章第五节也讲到，他说你是葡萄枝子，我是葡萄树，连在我的上面的人呢，就要多结果子。
And in John 15 it says that you are the vine and I am the branches. And if 怎么说，
If you abide in me you will have fruit.
而且
是好果子。
And it will be good fruit.
那这就是我们要亲近主，他必亲近我们。
And so, we need to draw close to God so He can be close to us.
新的一年里面，我们要来竭力，要想办法来亲近主。
So in this new year, we need to try our best to find ways to get close to God.
我觉得我们现在需要，甚至是真的需要禁食祷告，需要那个来亲近主，因为有好多东西要打扰。
So I really think that now is the time we need to fast and pray because lots of things will come and disturb us.
有一个先知在一线里面看到，他说将来在大灾难前夕的时候，好多人基督徒不想亲近主，因为他们太忙了，而且呢太压力太大了，常常在先说打工打几份工，完了以后想着怎么样来这个把钱管理好。
So lots of prophets saw that in these difficult times, lots of Christians will be so busy trying to, you know, do many different part-time jobs and make ends meet, and their eyes are always, you know, on the ground, seeing what they can do rather than looking up to God.
但是圣经上讲呢，我们跟随耶和华是居上不居下，居首不居尾。
But in the Bible it says that when we follow the Lord, we will always be on the top, not the bottom. We'll always be in front, not behind.
就是我们要来亲近主。
And needs. So we need to be close to God.
亲近我们的父亲的时候呢，父亲早都把好东西预备好。
When we go close to our Father, He has already prepared all the good things for us.
我觉得这是我们新的一年的第一件，一直要做的一件事情，就是要来亲近主。
And so this is one thing that we need to do in this new year, which is to come near to God.
明天起来第一件事情，读经祷告。
Every day when you wake up, first thing,pray and read the Bible.
单独的跟神面对面。
Come to God
personally
alone.
因为你才知道你是不是主认的你。
Because that's the only way you can know whether God recognizes you.
你要清清楚楚的要知道主认的你。
You have to know clearly that God knows you.
你不要以为你认得 Trump. Trump 认得你是非常重要的。
Don't think that you know Trump. Trump knowing you is very important.
今天我们不要只停留在我们认识神，是神认识你是非常重要的。
So let's not stop at the stage where we think we know God, but God knowing you is more important.
我们要心里面有百分之百的确据，神认得。
So we need to know with 100% certainty in our hearts that God knows us.
神认得。
God recognizes us.
无论在什么时候，他认得我。
And no matter when, God will recognize me.
好，我们一起祷告完了以后，我们用一首诗歌来回应。
And so let's pray, and then we will respond with a song.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次来到你圣的宝座面前。
Heavenly Father, we come again before you to your throne.
在新的一年里面，我们要来亲近爱我们的主。
In this new year, we will come close to you and love our Lord.
主，我们今天也再次的悔改在你的面前。
And once again, we repent before you.
主啊，你特别的来赦免我们里面的骄傲、自义、自以为是。
Especially forgive us for the pride in us and us knowing better.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次谦卑在你面前说：“神啊，我们今天我们没有，我们缺乏智慧。”
And once again, we humble ourselves before you.To admit that we have nothing and we are lacking in wisdom.
我们缺乏爱。
We are lacking in love.
主啊，我们缺乏很多东西。
We lack a lot of things.
主啊，你加给我们。
So Lord, please give them to us.
主啊，我们要来亲近。
Lord, we want to draw near to you.
主啊，我们要来读经，我们要来祷告。
We want to pray. We want to read the Bible.
我们要把我们的家人带到你的跟前。
We want to bring our family before you.
把我们的孩子下一代特别的要带到你的跟前，为他们来代替。
Especially our children and our next generation, bring before you.
除了你，我们没有别的出路。
With aside from you, we have no other way out.
我们也知道，有了你，我们有一切的出路。
And with you, we have every way out.
主啊，我们再次的说，信心。
So once again, we believe in you.
主啊，愿你把这样的心智从今年来加给我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And put this in our heart this year, in all of our brothers and sisters' hearts.
主啊，让我们每一个人在要来的日子里面都站立得稳。
So that all of us in the coming times we can stand firm.
主啊，每一个人当将来见你面的时候，都能够听信昂首说：“神啊，我是你的儿女。”
And so that one day when we all stand before you, we can lift up our head and chest.Proudly and say, I am your child.
你也用笑脸相迎说，哦，脸上有忠心的仆人。
And you will smile in response, saying, my faithful and good servant.
进来，和我一起坐席。
Enter and feast with me.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的把我们的祷告呈现在你的面前。
So Lord, we once again, give our prayers to you.
我们相信主啊，你是那创始成终的神。你开始的工作必要完成，必能完成。
We believe that you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the work that you have started, you will finish.
主啊，我们相信你在十字架上完成的大功。
We believe in the work you have completed on the cross.
你说成了就成了。
You said it is finished, so it was finished.
我们相信。
So we believe.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.